prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. My voice is very deep today. Those of you who have been following the show for now going on 12 years know that every year around this time, the beginning of summer, I lose my voice and something captures me. And it usually goes away in a few days, but it has come to visit again, predictably. So you'll have to deal with my hacking in the background. I'll do my best to kill my mic if I have to. But the show must go on. You know that I am the true professional. And we have a very important show today. So the first half hour, we're going to be joined in just a moment by Dr. Andreas Trump to talk about how vitamin A deficiency is detrimental to blood stem cells. Then at 12:30, the bottom of the hour, we'll start the Blueprint Power Hour, and that will go on until 1:30, at which time I'll be joined by Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice to talk about some amazing pet snacks that they offer at Vital Choice for those of you who care about feeding your pets the right things. But without further ado, let's get underway. Dr. Trump, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Welcome to the show. So let's talk first about why this study was needed to be done. What questions were unanswered that required you to perform this research?
Well, our laboratory is very interested in the function of stem cells. So in particular, we are interested in leukemic and cancer stem cells, but we also are interested in blood stem cells, which are also called hematopoietic stem cells, or in short, HSCs. Now, over some years back, we have been finding that actually at the top of the hematopoietic hierarchy, where the stem cells are located, is that our most potent stem cells are in a state of deep dormancy.
Right.
And that was a big surprise because, as you probably know, is that our blood system is a hierarchically organized structure. and we, as humans, basically lose about several billions of cells, of blood cells, every single day. So millions while we're now talking. So in order to maintain our blood system, the body has to also generate billions of blood cells every day. So this includes red blood cells, platelets, lymphocytes, B cells, T cells, macrophages, as well as granulocytes and a few other cell types. Now, how does the system do that? It does it, as I mentioned, by being a hierarchical system. It's basically organized a little bit like a major big company. And on top of that hierarchy, you have the stem cells. These stem cells are surprisingly rare. So we are talking about only one out of 100,000 cells of the blood are actually a stem cell. So they are extremely rare. So they then divide, produce two daughter cells. One of them is again a stem cell, so that's called a self-renewal division, while the other cell starts to differentiate. And it then starts to expand, because from a few stem cells at the top to billions of cells at the bottom, you need sort of a population of cells which expand. And so these are called progenitors or transit amplifying cells. And here you have this massive expansion. And during this massive expansion, and the cells start to differentiate all along to the red blood cells, to the lymphocytes, to the macrophages, etc. Now, on top of the hierarchy, as I mentioned, you have these stem cells which have the capacity to lifelong self-renew. So these are the only cells within those billions of cells which actually stay lifelong in your body. All other cells are disappearing over time. And the surprising finding was then that this that the top of the hierarchy, if the body is healthy, that these stem cells, despite the fact they can generate billions of daughter cells, actually that they're in a deep dormancy. And we calculated that actually these cells divide only about 5 times per lifetime of a mouse. So extremely rare. And it turns out that these cells, the best stem cells, are there to as sort of like emergency reservoir. They are only activated in response to stress. Stress meaning, you know, you have a bacterial infection, a viral infection, or you are treated with chemotherapy. Then actually these cells are activated, produce more stem cells, and also produce more blood cells. And the key factor of this paper now was to find out what makes these dormant cells, these dormant stem cells, different from a more active hematopoietic cell. And there we found that vitamin A is actually critical for distinguishing a dormant stem cell, which has the highest potential, to the more active progenitor stem cells.
Okay, so and we've talked about the fact, the role of vitamin A in helping to promote different stem cell differentiation and activation on the show for quite some time. So quite a few questions I have. There's a couple things that you've raised that I've not known. The fact that these hematopoietic stem cells are lifelong, so they don't expire, they don't wear out, they just stay with you forever?
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
That's exactly
because
right.
I've had scientists come on my show and tell me that we have a finite amount of stem cells that we can produce, and once we run out of them, we're done. But that flies in the face of that concept entirely.
Well, to some degree. So nothing is constant in life. Nothing is constant in a cell, and we basically age with our first divisions as after fertilization. And all our cells age, and also the stem cells age. So the capacity of the stem cells in older people, actually, they become less active. However, they become not less rare. So the stem cells actually are really almost the same number or even more in old people. However, their activity is decreasing.
Could this be directly related to your research that as we age, you know, we know that as individuals age, they start to consume less and less of some of the foods they ate when they were young, more specifically animal proteins and things like that, where we probably get some of our activated vitamin A from. Could it simply be that if vitamin A is deficient in these individuals and that's why this prolonged dormancy occurs?
Well, I would doubt that because typically, actually, vitamin A deficiency is pretty difficult to get because a lot of our food contains vitamin A.
Dr. Trump, a lot of our food contains beta carotene. Beta carotene does not successfully convert to real vitamin A, as much research has proven, especially in some of the European populations. So when you say a lot of foods contain real vitamin A, I only know of liver, cod liver, calf's liver, eggs.
Yeah, tuna.
Tuna. But not and
broccoli.
The other, well, yes, but the other thing that I would like to respectfully interject here is that deficiency and thriving, there's a vast, you know, vitamin A deficiency is one side of the universe, and then optimal amounts of vitamin A in the body so that it can function under conditions of abundance, that's on the other side of the universe. I wouldn't look at vitamin A deficiency as evidence that people are getting enough vitamin A in their diet.
Yeah, so that might be true. I mean, we have done experiments where we take mice and we fed them for more than 3 months with a vitamin A deficient diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then looked what happened to the stem cells. And so since the stem cells, at the time we started that diet, they were all there. So everything was in a homeostasis, sort of steady state level. And then we actually interfered with food not containing any vitamin A. And that actually took quite a long time. But after 3 months, we saw a clear decrease of the number of stem cells. and more critical actually to really address our question, we saw that when they become activated, for example, by a viral infection or so, that in the absence of vitamin A, they could not return to the state of dormancy, which is very important to protect stem cells.
Right.
Protect stem cells and protect them from DNA damage. I mean, this is something we can talk about later. Because DNA damage is critical, because if you get a mutation in a stem cell, you know, this is the seed of malignancy like leukemias and lymphomas.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe, and we have another Nature paper published 2 years ago, where we actually show that the state of dormancy is a protective measure of the system to protect them from DNA damage mutations, which eventually would lead to leukemias.
And I would imagine this is also the basis for acquired autoimmune deficiency syndrome as well, right? And in some cases, right?
Well, this is a bit of a because this affects our T cells. This is due to our T cells,
right?
Actually, what's similar to that are some of the anemia syndromes, like Fanconi anemia.
Yes.
That actually goes right into the center of what I was just saying.
Ah.
And an interesting component, that's not only our work, but our work from actually many of my colleagues. Actually, we know now that leukemias originate basically from mutation which happen in our own stem cells.
Mm.
And I can explain if we have time.
Please, we have time. Good, explain it.
Why this makes sense. So I mentioned that most of our blood cells have a short half-life. They are turned over. Some of them, neutrophils, live a few days, erythrocytes like about 3 months. And so let's assume you have a mutation in one of these cells which only live for, let's say, 3 months. If the cell is mutated, after 3 months, the cell is gone. And with the cell is gone, when the cell is gone, also the mutation is gone. So basically, we are clearing out, by turning over our cells rapidly, we're clearing out mutated cells. Now, this is different when you hit a stem cell, because as we discussed before, a stem cell stays in the body for life. So if you hit a stem cell with a mutation, you generate, of course, millions, billions of daughter cells from that single stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
And these billions of cells, they all inherit this first mutation. So while it's a single physical event, one genetic change in one cell, if you hit a stem cell, you generate a clone with billions of cells which are mutated. And this is sort of the seed for leukemia. We know today that you need about 4 or 5 mutations in certain genes, in certain oncogenes and tumor suppressor genes, which turn a normal stem cell into a leukemic stem cell. And sort of by this first event, that one cell one mutation in a stem cell generates billions of daughter cells carrying that mutation, and these mutant cells are basically produced for the rest of your life. Some of them then get the second mutation, third, fourth mutation, and then you move on into a leukemia.
Okay.
So basically, the state of dormancy is a protective event,
right?
Because it protects the cells from mutations. Because these mutations, where are they coming from? Most of them come from mistakes in replication of the DNA.
And if you keep if you keep it turned on all the time, this is what's going to end up happening. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want to take a break. I want to talk about the intervention in the research, but then I've got a bunch of other questions that you have inspired me to ask, and my audience is probably hoping that I ask some of these questions. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want to something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yo, give me something to dance.
Welcome back.
To.
We're talking with Dr. Andreas Trump about a very, very important topic. Very important. I can't stress enough to you how important this topic is, because your stem cells are your the toolboxes for repairing your body as you age, and anything that manipulates them in the wrong way is not a good thing. We're talking about vitamin A's role. So I just want to summarize. So the lack of vitamin A actually keeps these stem cells switched on, which you just pointed out is not a good thing, because this is when DNA mutations and obviously lots of problems can happen, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you don't have vitamin A for extended period of time in the then actually you generate several defects, like, you know, you have problems with eyesight and others, but also what happens is that you lose slowly your stem cell over time.
Okay, so now, did you reintroduce vitamin A into the rodent's diet to see if that would normalize things?
This is something we're currently doing.
Oh, I can't
that's
wait for so you have to come back on the show when that results is ready, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about human equivalent doses and stuff like that when that data is available. I have a couple questions. I've been a fan of planned bloodletting, if you will. I go and donate blood a couple, 3 times a year. But what you just told me scares me, because I'm giving up those stem cells that are there for my entire life. Are new stem cells manufactured in bone marrow, like everything else in the blood is manufactured in bone marrow, or do you actually have a finite number of these and they never replenish?
So in the peripheral blood, there are typically no stem cells. So all the stem cells are located in the bone marrows of our bone.
Mm-hmm.
So by donating blood, you are not donating stem cells.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
What you, however, do is, you know, by donating, I mean, there are certain, at least in Europe, there are certain rules about how often you can donate.
Yeah, once every 2 months is the maximum here. Once every 2 months.
Because with the donation of blood, you know, if that's, you know, a significant amount, you basically also activate your stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are then in charge to basically very fast replenish what's lost. So a percentage of your dormant stem cells then will go back into cycle and will generate more progenitors and actually replenish as fast as possible the lost blood cells.
Okay. Do you take vitamin A as a supplement, Doc?
No. I don't think that's necessary.
So...
Because too much vitamin A is tricky. You shouldn't have too much.
What is considered
and
too much?
And if you have a balanced nutrition, actually there's absolutely no need to actually add more vitamin A.
Okay. So the bottom line here is that some vitamin A is critical to keeping these stem cells in their natural ebb and flow of going into dormancy and coming out of dormancy and doing their job.
Exactly.
And so this is why a vitamin A should be important to people, and you can have your vitamin A tested at your doctor's office when you're doing your annual blood work. You should ask for this and make sure that you're within that healthy range, obviously. And if not, you can up the vitamin A-containing foods. What do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this research, Dr. Trump?
Well, you know that, you know, vitamins have actually a widespread function, and so far, actually, there is very little data on the role of vitamins on stem cells. And stem cells are clearly sort of one of the most important cells we have in the body because, as you were saying, they are critical for replenishing, repairing our regenerative tissues. And that includes, you know, all our skin. It includes all the, you know, all our blood contains, and also is true for all our gastrointestinal mucosa, for example. They are highly regenerative. You know, we lose basically almost 100 grams of dry cell mass, which are just cells from our gastrointestinal mucosa. This is amazing. And, I mean, all these cells need to be replenished, billions of cells, every day just for us to maintain a steady state. And while we age, actually the activity of the stem cells is decreasing, and therefore also these sort of maintenance functions of the stem cells for many of our tissues are decreasing, and that, you know, this is part of the aging process.
Are you aware of any of the thymus... peptides that are being experimented with right now, like thymosin beta-4, beta-2. Are you aware of any of that research and its effects on hemopoietic stem cell in any way, shape, or form?
Beta-4? What do you mean, integrin beta-4?
Thymosin. Thymosin beta-4 from the thymus gland, thymosin.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay. I was just curious. It's very interesting. Thymosin beta-4 seems to exert a profound effect on a variety of different systems, one being erythropoiesis, but also some other effects on bone marrow. And
okay.
I would be interesting to see where the intersect of the thymus and beta-4 is in this discussion about mm-hmm. hemopoietic stem cell cycling and or presence. It just dawned on me while we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been very, very good. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come
thank
on the
you.
Show. And please, will you come back when you have the research about reintroducing the vitamin A into the rodent's diet?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doc.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break. And we're actually going to go to Facebook Live at the same time when we come back from this break, because we have the Blueprint Power Hour coming up next with Coach Rob Regish. So stay tuned. We shall return.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Ragish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
So we had planned on doing this Facebook Live, but going from phone to Facebook Live and back to phone again, which is what I need to do part of the show Facebook Live and the rest of it just podcast, audio podcast, threw me for a loop, and so we ended up just going to the phone. Rob is here. How you doing, Rob Ragish?
I'm doing great, man. It's starting to really get hot up here. Finally.
Here too. We're in the 90s today again. Yesterday we were in the 90s. So.
Same here.
How you doing, Rob? Before we get on with the interview, anything that we need to discuss before we move forward?
Yeah, one thing. We only have about 3 days left in the Blueprint Bulletin Pro sale, so you know it's less than $20 a month, giving you instant access to 56 issues covering almost 300 topics, including what I may or may not be doing right now with the following products: Thrive, Green Olives, Progenidrex, and Buckminster Fullerene.
Really?
Yeah. So sale ends Friday the 16th at the stroke of midnight. So get over there, get 5 years' worth of archives, plus an ongoing subscription at CoachRobRegish.com.
That's an offer that no one could turn down. Really. It really is.
Pennies on the dollar.
Do I sound terrible today? Every year at this time, at the beginning of the summer, I get this sore throat. I lose my voice. It's been a lot worse. I've actually had shows where I had to cancel the show because I had no voice. Now I just kind of sound more like Barry White, I think, than anything else.
Wow.
Anyway, so Tony Massaro has a question for you. He says, I've come a long way since starting training, but always looking for more. What do you think is the most under-trained muscle group? I ask because I want complete development, not just a big upper body and flamingo legs. Thanks. He's already pointed out he thinks legs is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he, you know, he has somewhat of a valid point there. But in my opinion, there's no question about it. Neck is the muscle group that qualifies as the most undertrained and underdeveloped. And I continually marvel at how underworked it is, because even here in New England, your neck is on display, man, everywhere you go, 24/7, 365 days a year. You know, it doesn't matter if it's below zero out, your neck is the one muscle group that is always exposed. So the good news is that it responds quickly to training, particularly if you haven't been training it. Now, once developed, there's not much bad news. Let me put it this way. If I want to know how strong a guy is, his neck is usually the first thing I will look at. Men with wide and let's say, thick necks and big traps especially, they exude power. Always has been that way, always will be. So the various methods for training the neck are many, but I find the following exercises very effective. Isometric work, right, like putting a ball in the corner and pressing your forehead against it and back and sides as hard as you can for time, that has always been and always will be a great developer of the neck. Bridging, take a look at wrestlers. You know, they have some of the thickest necks around, and they bridge a lot. You know, there's no coincidence. Certainly a neck harness, ideally suited to working the front and back of the neck. Training the left and right with a free weight, like a dumbbell or a plate, is a little more difficult, which brings us to neck harness exercise number four, which is with a band, one of those resistance bands choked around an upright or support. You know, bands allow for much greater flexibility in training the sides of your neck if using the neck harness. They also change the strength curve versus free weights, which is always a plus. And then finally, if your gym has one, four-way neck machine. Now, generally, I deplore machines in favor of right freeway movements, but this one's a little different, as the machine allows you to easily load the amount of weight that you're working with. Now, loading up a neck harness with a heavy dumbbell or plates and then swinging it around to the back of your body if you want to work the front of your neck, it's a complex move. It's easy to screw it up and, you know, get an arm, shoulder, or neck injury. And speaking of injuries, it's usually because the person's using too much weight. So you need to start light and go slow, especially with the neck. Now, as I mentioned before, the neck does respond incredibly well to both low and high repetitions, and there should be a place for both in your neck training. Twice a week, I find ideal, heavy, light, along those lines. I hope it helps.
You know, the first movements that you pointed out really should be the go-to movements for anybody, because as you age, you develop tricky facets, let's say, in the cervical spine. Moving your head side to side with even a lightweight, or forward and backwards with even a lightweight, for some of us, could be tempting an injury. But if you start out with bridges, like Rob is talking about, isometrics, where you're not moving the vertebrae back and forth, side to side, back and forth, but you're building strength by resisting and doing what the neck muscles are supposed to do, protect the cervical spine from overextending in any particular direction. Once you get that strength built and you'll see your neck start to blow up, then you can move to the doing stuff with the weights and moving them around. That's just my humble opinion. That's
it. 100% agree.
Jack Bader. Excuse me. Throat clear. What do you find helpful as far as rest and sleep goes?
You know?
You mean besides GHB?
Yeah, exactly. I was watching something about that.
Yeah.
As you mentioned it. But in all my years doing this show, I'm not sure that this question has been posed to me, despite the absolute importance of it. Bodybuilding fundamentals can be broken up into three parts: training, diet, and rest. Now, of the three, rest is certainly the least sexy, and optimizing it is little discussed. So, you know, I appreciate the question. There's an old Russian proverb that I keep handy that reminds me of its importance. The rest of your days depend upon the rest of your nights. And take note, when I talk about rest, it's not just sleep. Rest includes everything from prehab and rehab work to taking days off or deloads in between workouts. Now, having said that, here's what I find helpful. The single biggest thing that'll help insofar as getting stronger is taking a week off. And again, I include that as rest. Before you do that, though, I want you to take measurements of your neck, upper arms flexed, chest around the nipples, waist around the navel, mid-thighs, and calves. Why? Because your mind will play tricks on you when you're taking time off, and you'll think you're shrinking. You know, a quick tape measurement will reveal just how ridiculous that thinking is. If you just can't bring yourself to take a week off, one extra rest day between workouts can work wonders. So if you're on a one-off, for example, go to one-on-two-off. Now, on that extra day off, you're not just loafing around on the couch. If you've got a sled or a prowler, I consider yourself very blessed, but pushing and pulling it, light or heavy, depending, will only facilitate your recovery. You know, if that isn't available, everything from swimming to tire flips will do something similar. Now, a summertime favorite is barbell throws. Just take a barbell outside and mimicking the clean motion, toss the barbell as high skywards as possible. Right now, don't lose sight of the thing, lest it come crashing down on your head. You can even add a little bit of weight, but take care not to go too heavy. And for God's sake, do it somewhere safe. You know, barbells raining down on your neighbors or your driveway. It's got a way of destroying friendships. But finally, we get to the big daddy, right? Sleep. More helpful than any pill or powder insofar as sleep is meditation.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, eliminating artificial light, TV, cell phones, and computer electronic emissions at least 2 hours before bed. I don't always do it, but I try. Now, turning your cell and home phone ringers off is also something you might need to do. As far as sleep aids, the following compounds I have found effective. Melatonin, minimum of 3 milligrams for me. You might go lower or higher. 5-HTP, which is an efficient precursor to serotonin. GABA, or gamma-aminobutyric acid, 3 to 5 grams on an empty stomach is really good. Glycine, which is another amino acid, you need to build up to around 5 to 10 grams, though, on an empty stomach. Now, not ideal, but a large amount of carbs, along with a protein source that's rich in tryptophan, like turkey, is another one. When you feed your body, when you consume that many carbs, obviously your body releases insulin, which has an affinity for all of the amino acids except L-tryptophan. And the result is high circulating levels of tryptophan, which in turn cause drowsiness. There's medication out there over-the-counter, diphenhydramine, and it's the active in Unisom or ZQL, etc.
Those are antihistamines, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Phenibut, although that should be used sparingly, once or twice a week is an incredible sleep-inducing product. Now, with respect to prescription sleep aids, that would be my absolute last resort. Here's why. Things like Xanax are prescribed to sleep. Although any of the benzos are Alzheimer's in a bottle, in my opinion.
Yeah.
A respected study published in the November 1994, going way back, issue of Psychological Medicine illustrates just what I'm talking about. Memory was assessed objectively, and what researchers found was that alprazolam and the other benzos caused impairment on a word recall test,
yeah.
and that lasted for up to 4 months. After
benzos hijack normal sleep cycles and put you down into the deepest stages of sleep all night long. Memory consolidation happens in other stages of sleep. So that's why they give people benzos after car accidents that they're traumatized by, because they gently start to forget the feeling of the car accident.
Yeah, I mean your short-term memory with those things is shot, and it's rather disturbing when you can't remember where you parked your car just a few minutes before. Even worse, check this out. Ambien is even more onerous. AKA Zolpidem.
Yeah.
It's only safe up to a dose of, get this, 30 milligrams. That would be about 3 pills a year. And even that I would question. More than that, and it increased the chance of developing cancer by a factor of 6. Count them, 6.
You know why? Because you're not sleeping, so you still develop the sleep deprived insulin resistance that just staying up all night does.
Right.
That people who are on those hypnotic drugs, they're not sleeping. They're just their eyes are closed for 8 hours. They still develop blood sugar management issues that lead to type 2 diabetes.
Right, and all of the other negatives associated with lack of sleep. So while I realize some people may need prescription drugs to sleep, you would be wise to steer clear from at least those two, benzos and Ambien. Although I don't think any of them are particularly safe. So I appreciate the question, Jack.
We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we have lots more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
Hey, Carl.
Yes.
I got those samples of Da Vinci you sent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to tell you, it has been a long, long time since I've used something that smooth.
I know, man. It's good stuff.
And I don't use that term. You know, I don't throw that praise lightly. It is very smooth. I was very impressed.
Jason Deere. Jason Deere came up with that product. He's the guy who threw all the after parties at the Olympia and the Arnold and all those places.
Wow.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it's got a great formula, too.
Before we get on to Jerry Byers' question, we have a live question from a listener
named Ivo Sue, who said to ask you if you think that melatonin has any effect on testosterone levels, good or bad, because the one time he used it, it literally killed his morning wood. That is, you know, once he stopped using it, his morning wood came back. But every time he used it thereafter, he would wake up in the morning and notice. By the way, you got, what's your opinion? Then I got something to throw at him as well.
With respect to melatonin?
Yeah. Yeah, testosterone levels.
Does it affect hormone levels? Yes, but in, I would think indirectly. You know, it's not like it's going to boost.
Yeah, it's not a testosterone booster. But there was a study done in Israel about 7 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 10 years ago, that showed that it was an aromatase inhibitor in the testes only, and it elevated testosterone levels in men who used it. But here's the thing about melatonin. Melatonin is its highest in your first decade of life. As melatonin drops, it heralds puberty. That's what throws puberty in gear, is the drop in melatonin. So melatonin can have an effect on sex steroid production. Keep that in mind. And, but the other thing I would say to you is don't be so sure. Okay, so when your penis gets hard in the middle of the night, that's called a nocturnal tumescent erection. It's actually part of the body going through its work to check systems out and make sure things are functioning. Yes, that's why it happens. The melatonin just may have caused you to have your nocturnal tumescent erection in the middle of the night. So when you woke up in the morning, you were like, oh, my God, I don't have morning wood. But you had it like 3 hours earlier. It can also throw off circadian rhythm, depending on what time you take it before bed. The only way to figure this out is you get a piece of paper and you make a couple perforations on it. You make it like a ring of paper about an inch wide, and you put it on your penis and you glue it. And if it's broken in the morning, you had an erection in the middle of the night.
Right.
So it's been shown to raise testosterone, but in this case here, you may be experiencing your erections at a different time and you're just not waking up with them. So that's what I would throw at you. Jerry Byers says, I get it. Quality costs more money. But where do you draw the line? I mean, what products would you consider must-haves month in and month out?
Yeah, you know, this is a choice that we all have to make sooner or later due to finances. But I'm going to give you my own personal staples. So bear in mind, yours or other people might be different. Now, I'm 40. This obviously plays into it, but I'm 47 years old, and I'm interested at this point in improving my body composition and staying healthy. So here then are what I consider my essentials and what I deem money well spent on every month. Obviously, Synthogen, my flagship product, no surprise to people, I'm sure, but I've always, even before Synthogen was an idea in my head, I always said that if you're going to spend money on only one product, make it an intra-workout recovery product. And so the older and wiser you get, the more you realize the Russians were right. Recovery is everything. Number two, Thrive. And I'm not just carrying the company line here. Here's why. Unlike carbs, protein builds directly into your structure. So after around a year's time, I think it is, your body is entirely rebuilt with the quality of material building blocks that you give it. Thrive contains only the highest quality milk proteins known to man, whey and casein, along with essential aminos, right, probiotics, marine oils, and just about everything you could ever need or want in a protein powder. And then finally, three, the third product that I use day in and day out, is Tranquilogen. So these days, I'm actually taking a lot more TQ than Synthogen. That's because Tranquilogen contains four ingredients proven to either act as preventatives, treatment for acute conditions like pain and inflammation, or result in everybody's mutual bottom line, more muscle and less fat, by favorably altering the test-to-cortisol ratio. Collectively, then, the curcumin, rhodiola,
ashwagandha, astaxanthin, and 5-HTP are the pinnacle of preventative medicine, in my opinion. Three caps for me, Monday through Friday, with weekends off, is ideal. And the more I use it, the happier I am with it. And that, my friends, is what I consider my staple product. Now, sure, I take other things from time to time, Progenitrix, Kratom, you know, Kenthazanthin, et cetera, and they all have their place, but none of those is worth much without the aforementioned products, on top of, obviously, good training, diet, and rest. Those allow me to stay healthy, recover lightning fast, and give my body the thick, indestructible bricks it needs to grow bigger and stronger. So one final anecdote. I went for my biannual dermatologist checkup / skin cancer screening the other day, but despite having every risk factor in the book, I'm fair-skinned, I'm blue-eyed, and I spend ridiculous amounts of time tanning, both indoor and over the winter,
indoor, right.
Indoor tanning, right. And then outdoors, obviously this time of year. I again passed with flying colors. The doctor marveled at how I've been holding up under what amounts to a lifetime under the sun, especially considering how I've done all of this with little to no sunblock. Now, I explained my theory of protecting the skin from the inside out versus the outside in, and I take a lot of pride in that, right, and comfort, too. Comfort knowing that I'm doing everything within my power to ward off cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and every other malady that's striking down other people in the prime of their lives. Moral of the story is this. Stop the cycle of shotgunning every fad new product that comes down the line, you know, and knuckle down to sticking with two or three super high-quality staples that you know are doing you good. Once you do that, you'll be done majoring in the minors, and you're able to tend to more important matters like refining your training, diet, or rest habits. So that's my two CCs on how to go about it. I don't overthink things anymore.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more questions. And then, of course, later in the show, the Blueprint Tip of the Day. And then we're going to be joined by Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice. They have pet snacks there if you're looking for pet snacks. But I also want to talk about my experience with Vital Choice. Stay tuned.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and
experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. I'm under the weather. Okay, Joey Lash says, what are your thoughts on growing muscle with testosterone versus SARMs? I don't think you can grow muscle with SARMs, personally, but okay, let's say I don't have a doctor's script for test, and I'm getting it on the black market. Which one would be the smarter choice? Oh, Rob, I feel like I can already hear your words echoing in my head. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, settle in. This one's kind of a long answer, but in order to answer that, we need to consider the pros and cons of each. So having said that, here they are. The pros of testosterone, very strong track record of accelerating muscle growth in the amount of 300 milligrams a week on up. Now, don't get me wrong, 200 milligrams would give you a nice boost too, but in terms of actual hypertrophy and studies, 300 milligrams seems to be the threshold. We know also that test belongs in the human body. It is not recognized as something foreign. Neither is it liver toxic. There are very few sides, particularly given the low dosing thresholds, and it's considered the base or the bread and butter of any logical cycle given all that it does. Cons to testosterone. If you're going to the black market, possible contaminants or inert ingredients.
Or just bunk gear. There's nothing in it but oil. You know, a safe oil, but still just oil.
Yep. It can cause suppression if you take too much for too long. In extreme doses can cause deleterious effects on blood lipids. In higher dosage, in those susceptible and prone to it, can convert to estrogen. There's a possibility that the body will make too many red blood cells, particularly if you're older, leading to thickening of the blood, which is easily remedied by giving blood. And finally, again, if you're going to the black market, possible legal ramifications. Now we look at the pros of SARMs. They're quasi-legal if used for research purposes. Now, we all have lab animals, right? Like George, my pet rat. Great little guy. Want the best for him, so I occasionally research various things on him. Allegedly, SARMs give you all of the anabolic benefits and none of the androgenic sides of steroids. Allegedly, no suppression involved. And there's little to no legal risk of acquiring SARMs, at least in the United States. Cons to SARMs. Results thus far, frankly, have been disappointing, as in real disappointing. The few SARMs that demonstrate some potential have been shown to be suppressive. Some of the other benefits of steroids, like competitive drive, central nervous system excitation, libido, etc., are lacking in most of these SARMs. There are vision disturbances that have been reported with different SARMs. The SARM that you ordered isn't always what you'll receive, or it may contain no SARM at all. Finally, and I think this is the big one, you know, SARMs are not something that are naturally occurring. You know, your body doesn't look at it and say, yeah, that belongs here. No, that's not how it goes. So I would tell you that SARMs are potentially safer, you know, certainly safer from a legal risk perspective. On the other hand, you may not get the SARM you ordered or any active ingredients at all. To make matters worse, the results, or lack thereof, from virtually every SARM to date has been disappointing. In other words, I wouldn't waste my time. You're much more likely to get good results from testosterone, and I would suggest even underdose test at that. Of course, there's also a risk you'll inject the product with contaminants, or you'll get a product with a different or no testosterone in it at all. It's not like you get a receipt, right, with every order, and you can't complain to the Better Business Bureau. Finally, the legal risk of acquiring black market tests is always there, probably less than it was 5 to 10 years ago, but it's still there. The American, Steroid Control Act of a couple of years ago, that fundamentally changed the way steroid quantities and penalties are calculated. And this is insane. You know, it's certainly not in your favor. In fact, the law as it's written today is draconian in that an amount that is used for personal use could rather easily be spun by the law enforcement community as for distribution, which results in even steeper fines and longer prison sentences. Here's the bottom line. I wouldn't tell you necessarily to pursue either option. I would tell you to eat a lot of licorice, get little sleep, and even drink some extra alcohol, then get tested.
Yeah.
You know, all of those will help drive an already low test level.
And eat some soy. Eat a whole bunch of edamame. Just start eating soy out the yin-yang, because that will cause a lot of phytoestrogens in your blood, which will tell your testes, hey, we got a lot of testosterone, because a lot of it's converting to estrogen. So let's shut the boys off.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do what every vegan does. Just start chumming down soy products big time.
Yeah, you bring up a good point there.
You'll wake up in the morning and you'll look down at yourself and you go, wow, my balls look really small this morning. What the hell? But don't worry, it comes back once you cut the soy out.
Yeah. So, anyway, I hope that helps. SARMs, I've tried my fair share, and now I don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah.
Unless somebody pops up, and not just somebody, but lots of people start reporting amazing things, I don't even give it a second thought. I
don't either. I tried them. I wouldn't waste my time. And also, it's even more iffy. Even if it is real SARMs, you don't know what it's really doing to your body. Yeah. Ricky Phelps says, you're known for writing books, among other things. What books do you recommend for someone who's building a small library?
Okay, this is a great question because it's indisputable. My greatest gains came from information in those books that I'm about to detail. Powerful information that changed my life, literally life-changing, some of these books. So, you know, I formulate a few supplements, but the information in the following books was responsible for near 100% of the progress that I made since I started. Now, think about that just for a minute. Nearly 100% of my progress was dependent upon finding new and the right information. In plain English, there's no supplement that'll directly put muscle on you. There are some great products out there, but not one will put any significant muscle on you alone. And I'm talking significant, 15 or more pounds. So as for the best books, here's my short list, and what I consider the best of the best and should be in your library. Number one, Convict Conditioning. No surprise, I consider it the best book on strength training I've read in decades. Big Beyond Belief, Leo Costa revolutionized strength training with some of the information in that book. That should be on your bookshelf. Number three, Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson. Probably the single best protocol still for building muscle and fast if you're in your teen years or early 20s. Four, Forgotten Secrets of Old-Time Strongmen. At just $12.95, you won't believe some of the information in that book. Five, Chalk and Sweat by Brooks Kubik, right? Friend of the show. He has written some of the absolute best books on strength training that there are. That's one of them. And then finally, the Raider Master Bodybuilding and Weight Training System. The most comprehensive collection of old-time strongman techniques that you will find anywhere. Don't take old-time as a negative. There's so much positive in these books. It's crazy. It was written in the 1930s. You will see how, quote-unquote, new training techniques aren't really new at all. They're just under, a new name. This book, The Raider Master Bodybuilding and Weight Training System, is an absolute must-have. If you had to choose just one old-time strongman book, that would be it. And finally, although I'm biased, every issue of the Bulletin, Blueprint Bulletin, contains workout information that will turbocharge anyone's training. And there's enough in my vault, which almost 60 issues now, there's enough there for a lifetime. That is not overstating things. They just keep coming, too, unlike any single book purchase. Every single month in the Bulletin, I give you training information like that. So, but yeah, those are the top half dozen books or so that I would encourage you to get.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. We're going to have to skip one question today, Rob. Is that okay? Okay. All right, stay tuned with us. We'll be right back with more wisdom. CoachRobRegish.com is where you can find that wisdom at any time you want. Go there today. Check it out.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. A little bit later in the show, Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice will be joining us. If you haven't tried Vital Choice, their sponsor, man, you are missing out on some of the greatest food in the world. And we're going to talk about that later, but they also have things for your pets. So, Rob, what's the Blueprint tip of the day, brother?
Tip of the day is thoughts on what it really takes to be successful in this game. So, I train a husband and wife couple every week. They're in their mid-30s, each with a medical condition. He has diabetes. She has a rare disease that attacks the joints, ultimately fusing the spine to the point where the doctors told her there's nothing we can do, then told her to go home and make the best of her remaining days. Needless to say, when she came to me, I recommended she get a new doctor, and it was time to get down to some serious training. Because her SI joint is fused and she has pain in her lower back, we hip belt squat. This woman, who they told to go home and just make the best of it until you're crippled, has gone from doing 95 pounds for 20 reps to 210 for 20 last week in under 6 months. He is even more impressive, from 100 pounds for 20 to 300 for 20, and all of that inside of a year. Right, it's the same story with the rest of their lifts. So at this stage of the game, they're looking back and they can't believe their progress. Dumbfounded. They turned to me last week and asked what I did that led to it. I said, all I did was supply information. You two deliver the hard work day in and day out.
I thought you were going to say you two did the heavy lifting, which would be appropriate for this particular discussion. You two did the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, they do it in the gym. They knuckle down and do the hard work in the gym and at the dinner table. The husband has dropped 11 pounds since starting, and he wasn't heavy by any means. He also lowered his A1C to its best levels yet and succeeded in his goal. And check this out. When he came to me, he wanted, this was his goal, to go to Disney World and wearing a T-shirt be comfortable in his own skin. He wanted to go to Disney World and wearing a T-shirt was his big thing. Think about this now. He's a former fat guy. She is in much better shape. She can now have an operation on her back, which hopefully will alleviate her constant pain. But driving home after they asked me that, I kept going over the question in my mind. What were they doing to make, you know, that kind of mind-blowing progress? The answer is this. They show up consistently, knuckle down to the dirty work of adding 5 or 10 pounds more to the bar, right, every time, and discipline themselves at the dinner table, day in and day out. The real secret then for the people looking for it is doing a bunch of little things consistently over time. He keeps carbs ultra low, right, to manage his insulin. He also has a slow-release protein drink before bed every night. I think he even ordered Thrive. He gets a minimum of 8 hours of rest, and they never miss a workout, you know, both of them. Now, what I just told you, it isn't sexy. It isn't magic. It's nothing, though, that a, you know, motivated person can't do. It's just doing, again, those little things over time, which altogether, when you roll them up, you know, roll them up week in, week out, month in, month out, there's the reason for your astounding results. Your journey, whoever you are listening, is no different. The keys to success are the same. If you would just focus on performing one more rep or 5 more pounds or use a slower tempo in your movements, if you would just watch what crosses your lips when dieting, if you would just have that protein drink before bed, consistently use a good intra-workout product and have a small library of training techniques at your disposal, for when strength gain starts slowing down. Take that waking morning heart rate that I talk about on this show a lot. Take that at least once a week. Deload or take a week off every month. None of these things makes much of a difference just when, let's say, one or two are adhered to. Adhere to half a dozen of them or more, though, and your results start piling up like a muscular landslide. The general public isn't interested in this approach. They like simple answers for their problems, preferring instead to believe a bottle of magic beans will give them the results that they're after. Believing they don't need to train with any intensity or no training at all, that seems to be the general belief. Years ago, I forget the name of it, but there was a pill advertised on TV that claimed you could burn fat in your sleep. Now, nobody really believes that. You know, it's that easy, right?
Well, somebody believed it, right? Because they sold some of those pills.
Right. The key here is they want to believe.
Yes.
And that's what matters, sadly enough. Now, I'm sure these people make a whole lot more money than I ever do or will selling quality products like Synthogen. Now, there's a big market. Here's what I've come to understand. I still have a hard time stomaching it, but it's the truth. There is a huge market in telling people what they want to hear. You know, far bigger of a market than those of us, like you and I, that tell people the truth.
Yeah.
In summary, abdicating your responsibility for just one of those things, little things, it won't kill you, but it will significantly slow your progress. The more tips and tricks you have, the faster your progress will manifest. Books or newsletters provide you with those tips and tricks, the information. But it's up to you to avail yourself to it and carry it out. It is truly what I just described to you, consistently doing little things. It is truly the fastest way.
There's the word.
Progress, right? No matter what anyone else tries to tell you or sell you, you know, you're getting the truth here, so it's time to act on it. It is now your move, dear listener. But I just gave you the truth. You know, there are no real secrets. It is just consistently doing.
There's a word you keep using, and you're using it in the mix. But the reality is that is the word that crystallizes this discussion. It's consistency. Some people go, I'm going to do this. Oh, but in a week I've got to go to that party.
Right.
Oh, then they get past that party and go, I'm going to do this. Oh, gosh, next month is Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm going to do – you know what? Meanwhile, the person you admire that you're looking up to, that you're thinking, man, that dude at the gym or this guy on Facebook, they're just doing the same thing you do, but they're just not interrupting their progress every week or 10 days because of a party. Oh, I've got to drink that week. They're doing it consistently. That's the key to any success. Look at a singer. Look at Christina Aguilera. She sang consistently every single day for years. She became a singer. Yeah. There's people out there who say, oh, I have a voice like that. Yeah, well, do something consistently and you'll have the success.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's again, it isn't sexy. It doesn't sell a lot of product.
No, because nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear, oh, you just have to do this every day.
Right.
For the next 6 months. They're like, no, isn't there a faster way? No.
But the people, and this is really the important part, the people that listen to this show, they don't want to be lied to. They understand that we speak the truth here.
Right.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm not trying to sell you anything.
Yeah. You know,
you take this information and run with it. If you find it valuable, okay, then we can talk about, you know, a newsletter subscription or buy a book or what have you. But, you know, I'll be damned if I show up on this show sometime and say, guess what? I just came out with a product that allows you to burn fat while you sleep.
Yeah, and have a crappy lifestyle and not have to worry about it anymore. Perfect.
Yeah.
You'd be a billionaire. You know, you do know that 135 million adults in America today have one or more chronic diseases, and
wow,
the growing number of children is astonishing. It's estimated, I've been working on an article, it's estimated that 70% of Americans, young and old, will have a chronic disease by the year 2020. Think about that, 70% of the population sick, and nobody wants to hear the truth. You got to stop eating crap. You got to stop staying up late at night to watch Conan O'Brien or whatever the hell you're watching at that time of night,
right,
and you got to start sweating a little bit. Nobody wants to hear that.
No.
Sad.
No, it doesn't sell anything.
No. All right, look, we got to go. See you next week,
brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice. I want you to stay with me here. This is an important discussion because this is a company that has really changed my opinion of companies that ship food across the country. Stay tuned.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, a part of what makes this show so amazing is its sponsors. Boy, my throat is killing me today. And you know that because the sponsors make this show possible through their sponsorship. And we work really hard to find sponsors that we feel comfortable endorsing. Randy Hartnell is one of those people from Vital Choice. I walked up to him at the A4M convention and said, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a long time. And I have to tell you, the experience of having a Vital Choice box show up at your home is nothing short of exciting. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing great, Carl. Good to be with you again.
I don't want to embarrass you, okay? But let's be honest. You have worked, obviously, tirelessly to produce not just great products, but a great experience for people on the web. And deliver something that most people just can't get in their hometown. And that is some of the freshest, obviously flash frozen on the boat, salmon and other fish products, but also bison. I had the sausage the other day for breakfast. My son came in for my birthday, and Sunday morning I cooked breakfast for him. And Elisa said to me, because I love morning sausage, I usually buy it from my farmer. I said, I like this better. She said, why? I said, because most of the morning sausage I usually eat, the spices are overpoweringly the first thing that you really taste. It's not the pork. It's not the savoriness of the pork. It's all the stuff that they mix in it to make it a quote-unquote breakfast sausage. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why your breakfast sausage, I said, oh, my God, I love this because I can taste the spices. But all of a sudden, for the first time, I can taste the pork.
Yeah, that's a wonderful product. We're just really excited about getting it. And the farmer's an awesome fellow. We just went back and visited him not too long ago. And it's a great story. So it's a great product. And it's really a feel-good product that tastes wonderful, too.
Well, so let's talk about this for a second. When I lived in Las Vegas, pig farmers in Nevada used to pay the hotels to come and pick up their perishable garbage. There were two dumpsters behind every hotel. The stuff they were throwing away and the stuff they were selling to the pig farmers. And inevitably, some of the stuff from one would get into the other anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Until this whole movement of humanely raised pork, I don't think a lot of my audience understands the difference between the pork that they buy at a Kroger store and the pork that they buy from you. So explain what humanely raised pork really is.
Well, it's, my specialty is seafood, but we have looked for, to broaden our protein offerings. And so when we went out looking for a source of pork, we wanted somebody who took a lot of, really great care of their animals and, were raised in a way that, was just as good as could be. And we think we found that person. And like I said, we visited him. His pigs never see concrete in their lives. They roam around out in a forest.
Right.
And, tall grass.
Well, that's what pigs are supposed to do. They're supposed to forage.
Yeah,
they're amazing
foragers. It's as close to sort of their wild environment as is reasonable. So,
The salmon, I don't think people, if you have not ordered from Vital Choice yet, order the sockeye salmon and email me. You are not prepared for the deep redness of the flesh of this salmon. You're not prepared for it. Even the fake stuff in the grocery store that they add dye to pales, no pun intended, in comparison to the color of this salmon. When you say that it's, it has a lot of astaxanthin in it, you are not kidding.
Yeah, it's got the most of any salmon. And it's a natural astaxanthin that they're getting in there. Their wild diet, as opposed to the farmed version, which is synthesized and a whole different molecule.
Because the salmon are basically concentrating all the good stuff they eat, the microalgae and the plankton, into their flesh for the long ride home. You taught us that on the last show.
That's right.
So these salmon, you're just not prepared for it. Now I can literally unfreeze this salmon and just slice it and eat it raw, right?
Absolutely, yes. Sushi safe.
That tells you something, folks. You go into your Kroger's and buy a piece of salmon, or even go into your local fish market. I challenge you to walk into a local fish market where they're charging you $20 a pound for that salmon and say, hey, I'm going to eat this raw. They'll say, we don't recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
No, because they don't know where that salmon's been from when it was taken out of the ocean and put in their shell, in their freezer area, but you do.
We take a lot of pride in the authenticity and integrity of our products. It's what we built the company on. And as I probably told you before, Carl, both myself and my partner Dave are longtime Alaska fishermen. So not only do we understand salmon better than pretty much anybody you would run into in a grocery store, we're kind of salmon snobs. So we know what good salmon is, and we source the very best, and it's been a winning formula, and we love sharing it with people because, as you alluded to earlier, it's not very common out there, and
no.
Most people don't have access to that type of quality.
I consider myself a foodie of sorts, and I consider myself a person who strives to find the best quality, and that's why I have relationships with farmers for eggs and chicken and beef and stuff like that. So I'm not the average guy who strolls down and can't decide whether to eat Hot Pockets or a TV dinner. I consider myself a little bit of a food snob. I've never seen the salmon like this before, and I've cooked it, and I've never tasted salmon like this before. And so to me, it's like, oh, my God, this is the way businesses buy their salmon probably, and then, you know, they hold on to it and freeze it and ship it here, and then and it gets older and older. You're really kind of like just cutting out the middleman when you buy from Vital Choice, aren't you?
Yeah, and one important distinction, I love to share this with everyone, and that is that conventional wisdom is that fresh fish is always superior to frozen fish, and it's quite the opposite. Unless you live near the water or you've got a boat that a fisherman that's coming in and you're getting it right away, chances are that so-called fresh fish that's never been frozen has been around for some period of time, and the thing about fish is it's so vulnerable to oxidation and,
right,
and rancidity, and it just degrades really fast. So there's a pretty well-known food writer for the New York Times, Jane Brody, and she has written numerous times that the freshest tasting fish is fish you buy frozen, you know, with that one exception I made earlier. And of course, in the old days, the freezing technology wasn't that great, packaging wasn't that great, and so you would buy frozen fish, and maybe it didn't taste that good. But with modern freezing, flash freezing technology and vacuum sealing, really what's happening is that fish comes out of the water perfect, tastes great, you freeze it, you package it, and you're suspending that degree of quality, that fresh-caught quality, in that frozen package. And when you thaw it out, it's going to taste like it just came out of the water, as opposed to going into the grocery store. You know, most people think they want fresh fish, so the grocery store people will, the seafood counter clerk will thaw the fish out, lay it out on the ice, and it will sit there, you know, for hours, sometimes days, and by the time you take it home, it's just not very good.
I got to be honest with you, no offense to Kroger's, but when I'm in a Kroger store and I walk past the fish counter, it smells of two things. It smells fishy, and it smells like chlorine. And you know that they're scrubbing everything back there with Clorox as they can. It doesn't smell like someplace I want to walk up to and go, hey, give me some of that. I'm going to take it home and cook it and eat it. You know, it just doesn't smell good.
Yeah. I have a friend who, close friend, who used to run meat and seafood counters, and he confided in me one time that they actually used to dip their salmon fillets in buttermilk to try to get them to extend the shelf life so they could get an extra day out of them. Because, face it, if you're buying this, especially wild salmon, it's expensive. Last thing you want to do is throw it away.
Right.
And so what happens, it'll stay out longer than it should. And so anyway.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about another topic, and that is while people are at the Vital Choice website, they can also do something nice for their pet. I just got this sense like, wow, this is smart because you're buying your stuff. And, you know, the more you can buy at one place, the better you are because of shipping. And I'm like, oh, my God, they even have stuff for the pets. And we just did a show with Dr. Karen Becker. She was on the movie Pet Fool, the documentary about the quality of pet food. So I want to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Randy Hartnell from Vital Choice. They're a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. They're really a sponsor to be proud of because their quality of their products are impeccable. The customer service is fantastic. My package arrives in 2 days from the time that we order it, and it's beautifully packaged, and it's got hot ice packets in it, and it stays intact and frozen till I got home from work the other day, which is at least 8 hours. It's really a fantastic product and presentation, and ironically, you offer pet snacks as well. And one of them jumped out at me. So we did a show recently with Dr. Karen Becker. She was one of the veterinarians that was portrayed in the documentary Pet Fooled. And one of the things she talks about are these rawhide toy, chews for dogs are terrible. They're poisonous. They literally are poisonous because of the residual amounts of chemicals that reside in them after they're tanned
and everything else that goes along with it. You have wild salmon skin pet chews. This is a great option for somebody who doesn't want to use a toxic rawhide toy.
Yes, Carl, those are probably one of the most popular of the the pet products that we have, that and the fish oil. But we introduced the pet products, I don't know, it's probably been 10 years or so, and it was interesting how we got started. I got a call from a veterinarian at our local zoo and aquarium down near Seattle, and they had a sick beluga whale, and they said that the owner of the whale, which was SeaWorld, had said that they needed to get fish oil into this whale, and they saw that we had a sort of a pristine raw wild salmon oil. Mm-hmm. They wondered if they could buy bulk quantities of it. And make a long story short, we started shipping them gallons of our wild salmon oil, and the whale made a recovery, full recovery, and then beyond that, they started giving it to their polar bears and their possums. It was pretty amazing. The reception it got.
So. I bet. People, we ignore the importance of omega-3 fatty acids.
They are critical for pets, too.
Yes.
And like humans, dogs, I'm not sure about cats, but dogs do not convert, the short-chain omega-3s into the long-chain very well. So.
What are the sprinkles, the salmon sprinkles use? You can just sprinkle that on any food that you want to feed your dog to give them the additional benefits of the fat and the protein?
Yes, yeah, it's just a dried salmon skin.
Right. And the salmon jerky is as it is. I mean, it's just it's a slow dried salmon that you could feed the dogs as a reward. So you can get this stuff while you're placing your order at vitalchoice.com. If you go through our website, there is the page that you open automatically has a built-in discount for you. So if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad there, you have a built-in discount. Aaron Stevens was emailing with me, and I didn't see the email until well into the interview. I did reply to her. She was going to try to get a special code ready. And if she does do that and get back to me, I'll give it on tomorrow's show to make sure that people know about it. So I want to say something else to a certain group of my listeners that follow a ketogenic lifestyle, as I do the majority of my life as well. Salmon is really important for two reasons as part of your ketogenic lifestyle. Number one, it's almost perfectly one-to-one fat and protein. It can be easily balanced out with a side of avocado, and you can get that one-to-one ratio for a more sports-oriented ketogenic diet. Obviously, you could even eat more fat with it. If you're looking for therapeutic, which starts at 2 grams of fat to 1 gram of protein and up to 4 grams of fat to 1 gram of protein, depending on if you're fighting cancers and stuff like that. But salmon isn't just compatible with the ketogenic diet because of its high fat to protein content, which can be added to get it into the zone you want. A lot of people in the keto community have turned their backs on omega-3 fatty acids, especially triglyceride bound, the kind that are found in fish. Because they say, oh, well, those fats don't turn into butyrate and ketones. And while that may be true, that omega-3s don't necessarily turn directly into ketone bodies, what omega-3s do that's being completely ignored by the ketogenic community today is they feed microbes in the gut and cause an increase in the microbes in the gut that produce butyrate. So while they may not be fuel for butyrate, they are fuel for farming the microbes that produce butyrate. So if you are ignoring omega-3s in your diet because you feel that I'm keto and it's really not a contributing fat, I'd rather save it for saturated fats and stuff like that because they're going to produce ketones, you're missing the boat big time because you could be ramping up the ketones that your body can produce by increasing your omega-3 fats. And you can do it simply, without any thought, by just eating more good salmon from Vital Choice, which is so high in fat. Get the sockeye salmon.
Carl, that's so fascinating to hear you tell that story because I just returned from Jimmy Moore's low-carb cruise, which, of course, is all about ketones and people on keto diets and low-carb, high-fat diets.
Right.
And, And one of the panelists there made this comment that I asked about omega-3s because I sat there for 3 days and they weren't hardly ever mentioned. And one of the panelists said, well, you can get just as many omega-3s out of a grass-fed steak as you can a piece of wild salmon.
Oh, you cannot.
I said, that is false. And then I didn't really get a chance to respond.
Well, what I'm talking about here is not made it to the keto community yet, because we talk about stuff on our show that's 10 years ahead of the mainstream and usually a year or two ahead of even the people that are paying attention. So that you won't hear this anywhere else about the omega-3s actually increasing biodiversity of the microbes to preferentially produce.
Well, not to mention all the other benefits, you know, cell in the body benefits and your immune system and skin. And, you know, it's just that's fairly common, though, in the diet world, isn't it? People get fixated on
the silver bullet.
Yes.
You know, look, a grass-fed, pastured bison and beef have a higher omega-3 to omega-6 ratio than corn and grain-fed CAFO-raised beef. But it pales in comparison of total fat to a piece of salmon.
Well, and it's the ALA omega-3 as opposed to the EPA and DHA that you get in fish. So, you know, and a lot of that ALA, as you know, is just not converted.
Right.
So it's just no comparison whatsoever.
And triglyceride bound makes a difference as well, as we learned from studies that looked at high-quality omega-3s from plant sources. They just don't convey the magic that we're looking for in omega-3 fatty acids. So fish is the magic. And, you know, tell me more about your fish oil real quick, because there are people out there who can't take fish. They won't eat fish for whatever reason. But you have fish oil caps and liquid that are treated the same way as your salmon, right? It's rendered quickly and kept cold and all that sort of stuff, right?
You know, years ago, my mom was taking, a Costco fish oil, and I wanted to figure out where it was coming from. And to make a long story short, I went all the way up the customer service chain of command, and I never could get a straight answer. And so that led to us seeing about providing our own fish oil or launching our own fish oil. And we discovered that these wild sockeye salmon that we're catching in Alaska, they go to a processing plant, and that processing plant was taking the heads off the salmon and then, you know, putting them through a 100-year-old processing
machine
plant
to
produce this beautiful red salmon oil. And we ended up sourcing that, and we've been sourcing that now for probably 12 or 14 years to make this just wild. You know, it's the only salmon oil you could buy that comes from a gourmet fish. It's not adulterated.
But wait a minute. There's something else now. Maybe you realize this, so at the risk of acting like I know something. But you're using the salmon's brain, which by weight has the highest concentration of omega-3 fatty acids, because that's what our brains are made out of.
Yes, yeah. It's all, you know, the flesh around the collar that provides the omega-3s, and the brains and the eyes as well, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of DHA in the eyes. And now if you compare that, this sort of virgin salmon oil to a refined concentrated oil, the actual omega-3s are not going to be as high generally. And also another thing is that from year to year, what we've seen is the omega-3s can fluctuate quite a bit, which, you know, it's just something, you know, it's natural variability that you have to tolerate.
Yeah, because of the fish's diet changes.
But there's also all the other, I think, 20 different molecules in there. And as far as the synergy, we've never studied it or proven it, but common sense would tell you that there's some natural synergy that goes on. I mean, nature built this over, you know, this
millions of years.
This nutrient profile over millions and millions of years, and there's a reason that every single one of those are in there. And so that's what we do. We've expanded our line to offer other options that people want. We do a refined version, a concentrated version, and there are so many different people that are looking for different things, but. But anyway, that's how we got going, and that's what you'll find. That's what we sell for our, you know, our oil for pets and for whales, and polar bears, and et cetera.
Right. If you have not tried Vital Choice yet, I'm telling you, you have to try it. And nothing can prepare you for the quality of food. Look, Vital Choice is not the cheapest thing out there. If you're looking for cheap, go to Costco, take your chances. But if you're looking for good, healthy stuff that you can feel good about you eating and your family eating, that is treated with an approach to keeping it pristine and intact and undenatured, you've got to try this stuff, and I guarantee you, you will never, never, ever buy fish anywhere else. I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. So be prepared.
I'm so glad you make that point, Carl, because you just can't have that kind of quality and that kind of service. And, you know, it costs money, you know, to buy the best and to take super good care of it and to provide good service. But we like to focus on value, and we think that you will have a hard time finding a better value than what we send you. And, of course, it's all 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If something does go wrong, we're not perfect, but we do just stand behind it.
You know how I look at it? I'm a simple man. When I buy something, if I feel good about my decision, or I feel just so about my decision, that quantifies for me whether or not I feel like I spent more than I should have. And that's really where the rubber meets the road. No, people aren't cheap. They pay $250 a month for cable TV. They pay $200 a month so the whole family can have iPhones. They don't feel bad. They don't look at that and go, oh, my God, I'm paying $200. No, they're happy with it because they feel that the service that they're getting, the product that they're buying, is worth that. It's not about it being expensive. When you open up the box of Vital Choice and you look at this stuff and you start eating it, I promise you, you're never going to go, oh, man, I just spent $250 at Vital Choice. You're going to go, wow, I can't wait to buy more Vital Choice next week.
If you go to our homepage, vitalchoice.com, you look up at the top, there are a whole bunch of customer reviews. I think we're up over 6,000 now. And it always lifts my spirits to read those reviews that are coming in around the clock, you know, and it's just a real delight to be able to provide people with something that they appreciate so well. And that's so good for them and good for the planet.
Yes.
You know, wild salmon is probably the single most natural and sustainable food you can actually buy. I saw an old World War II vintage poster that was promoting eating fish because they feed themselves. Save
like
the products
that.
Of the land. Eat fish. They feed themselves. There's a lot of truth to that.
I like that. Hey, Randy, thank you so much for making time to come on the show today. And thank
so
you so much for being a sponsor.
Good to talk to you again, Carl. Thanks for having me
talk
on.
To you soon.
Talk
Bye
to
now.
You
soon. So that's it. I want to go ahead and thank Dr. Andreas Trump for the discussion on vitamin A. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin A in your diet. Also, Rob Regish, CoachRobRegish.com for the Blueprint Power Hour, and now Randy Hartnell for coming on and talking more about. I know this is a pimp job for Vital Choice. It's supposed to be a pimp job for Vital Choice. I want you to eat good foods. I want you not to become part of the healthcare debacle. And it starts with these types of choices. You know, supplements are supposed to be supplemental to a good diet, and you can't have a good diet if you're buying low-quality food. I'm not talking about inexpensive versus expensive. Like I said before, when you eat the food, when you love the food, you don't think it's expensive. It's worth it. You'll notice the difference from Vital Choice, I promise you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start.